Hilgert, and I'm interviewing Ione Gorm on October 17th, year 2001, at her home at 2222 Salouche Street in Alton, Illinois. This is tape 1 of 1, side A. Ione, can you say and spell your last name, please?
Gorm, G-O-R-H-A-M. That first name is Ione.
Ione is your first name. Mm-hmm. Can you spell Ione for us?
I-O-N-E.
Ione, uh-huh. Thank you. Ione, can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in right here in Alton, November 14th, 1916. And there was a little house at the where the cemetery up there was at the end, well, way down there. So it was almost down there to the Adams Highway, because it was the little house was way down to the edge of the cemetery, or down there where Halpin's music place. It was almost down that far, because the cemetery ran that far, and that's where I was born, in the house there.
So you were born in a house and not a hospital?
Oh, who knows? They wouldn't take my mother in the hospital when I was born that many years ago.
Why is that?
Because of race.
Because of
made
race.
Made a difference, uh-huh. Yes, and unfortunately, now that it was probably a mistake, I didn't even have a birth certificate. I have a delayed birth certificate. There was no record of my having been born. When I got ready to check the city hall, no record. Checked in Edwardsville, no record. So I have a delayed birth certificate. I got a birth certificate in 76. Fortunately, when we were in Springfield, my aunt was with me, and she could vouch for my birthday. And then I got my high school records. So I have a delayed birth certificate. I was not registered. No place. If I had done something, they would wonder where I came from.
Did your mom have anybody help her with the birth?
I don't know. Well, no, yes. She had a doctor, a Caucasian doctor. I'm not blaming him. I don't know what happened. But now my cousin, who is 2 months and 1 day younger than I, she's born January 15th. Now her doctor was African American. She was registered. Now I don't know what the difference, you know, I'm not saying it was because of difference in race, but I just wasn't registered.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
No, didn't have birth. And see, when I started school, whatever age your mother said you were, they'd accept you. You didn't have to have a birth certificate or anything that many years ago. See, after all, I'm 85. And when I started school, whatever your mother said, they'd take you.
And you said you grew up as an only child.
An only child, but had many cousins. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And where did you grow up at? What neighborhood?
Out on Lincoln Avenue, out there by the cemetery. I was on Lincoln. Let's see, Lincoln and Oakwood all run out together. That's where my childhood of home was. Three-room house.
Is that house still there, or is it gone?
It's still there. But I don't know what there's anyone there. And we had my mother. They had an addition, a porch added, which made just a little extra space. But it was a 3-room house.
What was the neighborhood like that you grew up in?
Oh, nice. Because see, this I really didn't miss being an only child, because I talk about the families that were there, and we were good friends then, and those that are left now, we are still good friends. See, there were the Bradshaws, the Lucases, Curtises. Let's see who else. I think but they all had big families. So my friend that was with me, Lucille Haynes, we've been friends. Our mothers were friends, but we've been friends since our mothers were carrying babies, because the mothers were friends, and we've been friends for 80, 5 years. So when we come out, Lucille's an only child. So when we come out, we weren't lonesome because we had all these children to play with.
So what school did you go to?
Dunbar School that was torn down here on Washington Avenue. Dunbar School that's just a block from, not quite a block, a half a block from Washington. There was a school there at one time.
Do you know what's there now?
Nothing. They tore it down. Nothing at all there now.
Just a big empty lot?
Just a big empty lot. And that's where I went to first grade, from first grade to fifth grade. And then you could either go to Delmar School, because all these were separate, you know, we didn't have to Delmar School out in Delmar School still. It's, you know, it, you can't use it as a school, but it's just parts of it still up. Or you could go to Lovejoy School. Now that was on Union Street, and that's been torn down too. So my dad, being protective, the kids who went to Delmar School would walk through this way to Delmar. My dad didn't want me walking to school, so they paid with that little money. They paid for me to catch the streetcar up here and go to Lovejoy School. So I went to Lovejoy School from when it was time for me to go to the sixth grade. I went to Lovejoy School.
And where was Lovejoy School?
On Union Street, Union and Silver. See, that big empty spot there.
Because now they have a new Lovejoy School, don't they?
Yes, they have. That was Alfred Lovejoy, but then now they have the Lovejoy that's up on Tremont.
And you took the streetcar to school.
We took, and it cost 4 cents to ride the streetcar. This is interesting. And I have a little friend, we're friends from first grade on, and she was from I like large families, so I was for this friend and I, this was silly. We would walk, it was 4 cents, and you could get a Mr. Goodbar for 4 cents, up and up Rawson. We would walk from Lovejoy School right on down Brown Street, up to Brown Street, to Washington Avenue, up Washington Avenue, until we got to the Kroger store. This is where theater and all these little places were, and we buy our Mr. Goodbar every evening. Walk that, save our car fare, and spend our car fare for our Mr. Goodbar.
Now, did your mom and dad know you did that?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yep. Oh, yes. My mother could control me. She would say, I can't see you, but the Lord can see you, and that was enough for me. You know, see, nowadays you can't control children by telling them that. And whenever she would say, I can't see, but the Lord can. So the Lord was watching out for her, for watching me for her. Yes, no, I could not tell a lie. My mother really educated my conscience, and I used to say, sometimes I wish my mother had educated my conscience, because I'd like to do so-and-so, but I can't do it. Always had a mind of my own, even though this Lucille is maybe about 1 year older than I. We never had a fuss, and it wasn't because I don't do so-and-so, and I say, what do you want me to do? I had a mind of my own, and she had a mind of her own, and her husband used to say, you know, you and Lucille are just alike. But it is remarkable. We have never had a fuss. All these years that we've been together, and one time I was saying this, and she said, let's have a fuss now. Because we've never had one, you know. Yep.
So you went to Lovejoy School with
her? Went to Lovejoy School. And then from Lovejoy School, went to high school. But they used to go after eighth grade, they would go. But then they were going to have ninth grade. I graduated from eighth grade, then they had the ninth grade, the first ninth grade graduation. So I graduated from the ninth grade. And then we went on over to Alton High.
So you went to Alton High at 10th grade.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the Alton High is now.
That's Alton High now. You know how old Lovejoy School is up on Tremont? As old as my marriage. I would have been married this 51 years because we were married in 50. And we went up to sign the guest book for Lovejoy School. It had just been finished.
Now, I knew there was a different high school for Alton over on...
Roosevelt, you know, down over in that area, that was a high school at one time before they built this one here on College.
But you went to the one on College?
I went to the one on College, because by the time for me to go, Roosevelt was, I guess, junior high or something else. Like that. So.
And when you went to Alton High, did it just have the main building there? It didn't have the other buildings? The annex or the Olin building?
Just the main. It was the main building. Yes, just the main building. Because the cafeteria was under the part that's just the main building. See, all that other was added. I don't know when that other was added.
I think those were added in the...
Yeah, they were added. But that, it was just the cap, because we used to go downstairs and go under the building, the first part here that's on, if you're on College, it's one part on the right-hand side.
Now, that's a pretty big building. There's four stories in it, isn't there?
I can't remember. It's more than, you know, yeah.
Was it hard to get up and down all the stairs for your classes?
I didn't have many classes up. Mine were down. I knew that there was an up, but there's some classes that they had that I didn't have to take, so I didn't have to go up. I usually spent most of my time on the first floor.
Did you go to many dances there?
Oh, it wasn't integrated, like I said the other night, when they had the music festival.
So
we couldn't even be part of the chorus. They had separate chorus thing, you know. Mm-mm.
That's just crazy.
When you had graduation, we went in alphabetical order, but all Caucasians, alphabetical. We went in alphabetical order, but after all the Caucasians, here we went in alphabetical order, you know, at the end of the line.
What year did you graduate?
34. But see, that didn't be whatever you used. You couldn't change the thing. And someone commented, but they came out, talking about it, but they came out first. I said, I guess they did. They went in last when they sang out from. They went into the line. They had to be first when you'd come out. But all those things didn't bother me because, as I said, my mother trained me to like people and not by race, because I had a number of friends who were Caucasians. And you know, and it never bothered me, and I still never look, people are people. This is the way I've always felt, you know. And I do have, for instance, I have a friend who taught with me at Lincoln. I've known her, her daughter was 6 years old when we were friends at Lincoln School. And her daughter, I think, is in her 40s now. She's away from here, and she called me on my birthday. Remember the date. And all these things, I mean, I've had a lot of nice friends, you know. So it didn't bother me. And I'm the type of person, if I can't change anything, it doesn't bother. I have sense enough, no, can't change it, let it alone. Now, if you can change it, you change it right now. But if you can't, just let it alone. You can end up at the state hospital trying to change something that you aren't supposed to be able to change.
Now, what did you do after high school was finished with?
Went to Shirtliff College for 2 years, and then what did I do? Oh, I went to St. Louis and worked in private, took care of, you know, worked in private family for a short time, saving a little money so I could go went to Lincoln University 1 year.
Where is Lincoln University?
In Jefferson City, Missouri. Uh-huh. And see, I didn't realize that you lose credits. I didn't lose any credits. See, all these things, I feel blessed because I didn't know you could lose credits until I went and I was a friend to someone, and she was a junior. When they got through cutting her class, her courses, and not giving her credit, she was like a sophomore. I didn't lose any credit. Okay. The courses that I took at Jefferson City when I came back to Alton, I didn't lose any credit. And I said, ooh, it's nice. Maybe if I'd known them, I'd lost them. I'd been worried, but I didn't know you could lose credit. So, you know, all the courses I took at Jefferson City, I got credit for them.
So then you came back to Alton?
And let's see, I finished from Shirtless College. And then, this wasn't integration yet. But the fact that things weren't integrated paid off a little bit for me. I was going to work with a partially seeing child, but it was going to have to be segregated, and you had to have at least 10 pupils. But the school system sent me, since you couldn't mix, they sent me to Ann Arbor so I could take the course, you know, so I could be certified to teach the partially seeing child. Well, when I got to Ann Arbor, I discovered that they accepted me so that I could go on and work on my master's, and I wrote back and told them that I'd pay the extra tuition so I could be enrolled in the school for the master's. And they said that they would pay. So the first year was free for me. And then after that, I went, I went 3 summers, and I decided I know how to read a cookbook. I'm not going to worry about going back anymore. So I missed the summer, but I didn't get married. And I learned this, that once you start something with me, go on and finish it, because you always regret it. When I went back for the fourth, I said, if I had missed, I'd be, you know how I would be through now. Each time I said, well, and I finished. I got my master's from Ann Arbor, from University of Michigan. So
you majored in education and got your master's?
Special ed, uh-huh.
And got your master's in education,
yeah.
Too.
So that's the reason they couldn't fire me. I'm just saying that. But if you're in special ed, they can't bring somebody in unless the person is certified. You know that. In special ed. You know, somebody can't say, I'll take her. No, you can't unless you're certified. So I tell anybody, if you like being in special ed, and my special, but I didn't end up, I never taught the partially seeing. I taught those who were old, but hadn't gone very far in school, you know, as academically, they hadn't gone very, and that's the type of child that I enjoyed working with. And my friends thought I was silly. They said, why would you want to work with somebody that you have? I said, purely a selfish reason. If they're smart, then maybe you do just as well if you aren't there. But if they aren't, they're slow and they learn, you can take full credit for having taught them. You know, they needed you. And it never bothered. They'd say, well, don't take you. Go on and give them the answer. I said, no, I want them to have a chance to think through, you know. So it didn't bother me. I like working with children who had to take it slowly. And the only criticism the supervisor ever made was he came to visit me when you had slow and, you know, some of the work a little faster. He said, you know the only criticism I have to offer? You spend too much time with those who ain't got it. I said, well, those are the kind I want. So when my principal used to divide first graders, you know, I said, now be sure you give me those who are going to have trouble. Be sure to study. Give me all those who are going to have trouble, and then I can give them a chance to learn. I spent time with others But he was saying you'd given too much time to those to the slow ones. So I just said, give me all slow, and we can work according to the way we can work, you know, and give them a chance to learn.
So you worked here in Alton then?
Oh, I've never been anyplace else.
What schools did you work at in Alton?
Lovejoy School. And then they used Lowell School for a while. It's off of where the Josephine Project is down in that area. There's Lowell School over there where they had to move a few of us over there for a while. I was there. Then I came back to Lovejoy and with total integration. Then I went to Lincoln School on, you know, over in, what's Lincoln School? Oh, Alton Street over in that area. That's where I moved from Lincoln. My last year was at McKinley, and I had no idea I was going to retire from there. I just happened to look at my records and discovered, oh, I can retire. You know, I've just been putting these little sheets away. I said, I can retire. And so I started saying I was going to retire, but I started telling my friends, I said, I have to get down to the office before one of my friends runs down to tell the superintendent I'm going to retire. They won't give me a chance to tell. But what they were trying to do was try to make me stay. There were two of them at Lincoln School. One would come one morning. Are you sure this is what you want to do? I said, oh, yes. Next time, next one coming. Are you sure this? I said, whenever I make up my mind, I might be wrong, but if it's satisfied, I can take full credit for any mistake that I've ever made, because I've never said, what would you do in case, I think it through. And whatever I decided, all right, I have no one to blame. If I have a problem, I do. I have no one to blame other than myself.
What year did you retire?
June 1st, 1976. And Mr. Fritz came by to bring paper on me something, and he said, and I had, you couldn't have a 126 sick days. I had 119 and a half. And the reason I had the half, I had to take my husband to the hospital, and any other nut would have said, I'll take the whole day, because I had to take him to Jefferson Barracks. Not me. I rushed back so I could be back that afternoon. And then when I was going to retire, they were going to have a little reception and what's this? Oh, shoot. As well as I know, my principal said, you can go home. I said, oh, that's all right. I brought all my things here so I can change in the teacher's lounge. Didn't even come home to get all, I had all, took all my dress up things there so I wouldn't have to leave school.
Where did you live when you were teaching but yet not married?
With my parents over on Fletcher, that's where.
And is that?
At first, when I was teaching, I lived on, what had they changed? On Hampton. And then, because we were just renting, then we bought a house on Fletcher, and I lived with my parents, probably with my parents the full length of time.
Now, how has that neighborhood changed since?
Ooh, houses are, let's see now, let me get, oh, houses, the house that I lived in has been, you know, they tore it down. And a lot of the houses have been torn down in that area. I wouldn't want to be there now. I wouldn't, even if the houses were up, I wouldn't, you know, want to be. And a number of the houses have been torn down in that, all around that area.
Was that called a particular neighborhood or anything?
Well, when they said Mexico, they meant Highland and Fletcher and all in that area. And Gold, all that was called Mexico.
Was it called Mexico at the time that you lived there?
Oh, yeah, it was called Mexico. And then the upper part up this way was called Middletown, you know, of course. Middletown is up around, well, the oak down and on Highland and in that area. I don't know why they named it Mexico, but it was called, that section was called Mexico.
And then now you live in what's called the Upper Alton neighborhood.
This is Upper Alton.
And how has Upper Alton, the business area on, say, College and Washington,
Well, I see all those, these little businesses have come up. Let's see what I was going to tell you. Well, you see, you know, for the CVS, there was a filling station there.
And a firehouse.
Across the street, there were dress, a fashion lane and a few, and was something else before fashion lane, and further down was a show, a gym, theater, all of them, you know, things have changed.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the gym theater when you were younger?
But I sat where they told me to sit, all the way in the, and see, this was crazy. They didn't realize you had to sit in the back, and I said, who'd want to sit in the front anyway? But this is where you had to place you in the back, you know. They thought, that's a better place, back a better place when you're looking at a movie.
They also had a theater called the Uptown. Was that what the gym was later called?
I guess so,
Did you ever go to it when it was
Yeah, I went to the Zest Theater. I had my, and then went to the, you know, the Grand Theater downtown. You still had a place where they placed you, You couldn't sit downstairs. You could sit upstairs in a certain section.
They had a balcony upstairs.
Yeah, they placed you up there in a certain section.
And I know downtown they also had the Princess Theater.
There was one down at the corner of Piesaw and something, Hippodrome. This is a long time ago because my dad worked at one of the clothing stores he worked at. It'll come back to me. The clothing store was at the corner of Piesaw and Third, Vogue. My dad worked at Vogue. And my dad used to, that's the only clothing, I believe. And he had a little time off between, for his dinner. Had time enough so he could go to, he'd always go to the show, to the Hippodrome. And when we would go downtown, well, we would go, instead of doing the shopping, we'd go and he'd pay our fare and we'd go to the, get to go to the show. You know, instead of doing our shopping. And the stores downtown then stayed open a long time. I think like 10 o'clock or something like that, you know.
10 they o'clock really, at night?
Yes. And because my mother would dress me and my grandparents, see, there was a house two houses past. There are two lots past this house right here, and that belonged to the family. And my grandmother lived in one of the houses. So when I get to my grandmother's, I wouldn't want to go downtown with my mother because my grandmother was going to go to the grocery store and the grocerman was going to give her a bag of candy and she was going to buy crackers and I could eat all the crackers and butter that I wanted. So I would say, I don't want to go downtown with my mother. So she let me go to the store with my grandmother. After having dressed me, and she just put all my nice things on, I wouldn't go downtown with her.
Do you remember what grocery store you usually shop at?
It was called Hare's Grocery Store. George Hare. H-A-I-R. Oh, yes. And then at the next corner was Hackett's Grocery Store. It was the grocery store was part of the house. It was two store. You know where the filling, there's a filling station up there. That was a nice big house.
Up here in Upper Alton?
Yeah, on the right here at the corner of Washington and Sadu, where that filling station is. That was a house there, about a two-story house, because, and they had their little grocery store was part of the house. And that's where the streetcar ended, the streetcar line. There were streetcars then.
Now, did you take the streetcars to go downtown shopping?
Oh, yes. And then we'd go straight downtown. But when he went to Lovejoy School, he had to transfer down on Broadway near the glassworks and catch the Union Street car. And the Union Street car went up that little side street. You know, it'll go around and go up that little side street by the cemetery and come on up for me to go to Lovejoy School.
Now, I also know in Upper Alton here they had some restaurants that aren't there anymore, like Blocks. Did you ever eat there?
Oh, no. See, you have to remember, we haven't been people too long to some people. Do you know, I went to the bus station, I'm going to show you, and I could be bitter, but I couldn't because I knew the Lord didn't make everybody the same. I was in the bus station one time and was trying to use a telephone, and I asked the person who was at the little lunch counter if she would give me change for something. She didn't have change. And some man that was sitting there said, I'll give you change. I said, thank you so much. It's so small in her. Wouldn't give me change for a quarter or something like that. I don't know how much it costs to use the telephone. Oh, you'd be surprised. If you wanted to be bitter, you could. But I said, everybody wasn't the same.
So you couldn't eat in some places?
Oh, no. You have better. You knew you couldn't. When I worked for a lady, and she had to be over in Edwardsville, and she had her, I took care of her three boys. And I tried to tell her when she went in the drugstore, well, it's eating here. I said, they won't let me eat in here.